Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Vincent Lambert's medication and treatment will resume this morning after it was stopped yesterday. The decision of the Paris Court of Appeal has come through pending a committee of the UN on the merits of the case. This has come as a huge relief for the parents of Lambert, who is in a persistent vegetative state. They say that they are proud that justice has been done. The case has split Lambert's family. His wife was in favour of stopping all treatment, as was his nephew, who said that continuing it was pure sadism. Emmanuel Macron has given an interview to regional press this morning on the upcoming European elections. He says, "I cannot remain a spectator." The president reiterates his support for Nathalie Loiseau, who is heading the list of candidates for La République En Marche. The majority party is currently tied with the far-right party, the National Rally, in the latest polls. Macron has warned of the risks Europe is facing with the rise of populism. The Eiffel Tower will reopen to the public this morning after nearly 2,500 visitors had to be evacuated yesterday. A man was dangling from the tower's third floor for a total of 6 hours. He had to be rescued by firefighters. No one is aware of why he was there in the first place. And finally, the former Formula One driver Niki Lauda is dead. The triple world champion from Austria was 70 years old. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.